The majority of young people sleeping out at night, sleeping rough, homeless in Australia, have come straight out of state care. That's what the statistics are saying us, telling us. Welfare organisations say a national survey of 400 homeless young people should be a wake-up call now to state governments. They say the governments are clearly failing these young people in their care and abandoning them too early. Paul McDonald is the CEO of Anglicare Victoria. Paul, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, this data has been gathered by researchers at Swinburne Uni. How many kids, homeless kids, have come straight from state care, looking at this survey sample of 400?
Well, this survey standard says that 63%, so a bit over 240, 250 young people have come straight out of state care, straight into the homeless sector, if you could put it like that, seeking accommodation. And this is not unusual to in this sense, with other research studies saying that, in fact, actually 30% of those who are leaving state care in another study had had five places, places of residence in their first 12 months of leaving care.
So what is the issue here? Is the issue that these kids have been in state care, therefore they don't have sort of, you know, the sound foundations that most of them don't have, depending on the care, I guess, but this, you know, the safe foundations a lot of kids get to hit the age of 18 with, or something else going on? What's the issue?
Well, Fran, after a period of state care, it ends very abruptly. It ends at 18. There's very little transition arrangements, and what transitional arrangements there are, they're quite meek and weak for a young person who's spent a time in out-of-home state care. And then there's also come from families in which there's been neglect and abuse. And so it's unrealistic to think that any of these young people can actually survive independently once they turn 18. They leave without a job, not in school, very little income, and no secure place of abode. And, Fran, it's actually against also common family trend these days within families in which they do have their children at home, in which many children or many young people now are remaining right into their 20s when they're at home.
Yeah, absolutely, and that goes along hand in hand too with government allowances that are not kicking in until, you know, for independent living until after 22, I think, 21, 22.
Well, that's right. We saw the recent policy that recognises now from the federal government just recently announced that those 22 and under are really, they recognise that they're in fact actually usually or most likely to be in dependent relationships or in their family home. So state trend, state care systems need to catch up.
Yeah.
At the moment they're...
Well, Paul, tell us how it works now, because a lot of us don't know. When a kid is in state care, so a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, are they in a joint residential unit? Are they alone by themselves somewhere with the bill paid by the government? Are they in foster care? And what happens when they hit 18?
Well, probably three-quarters of those in out-of-home care would be, about two-thirds would be either in foster care, and then be another percentage in kinship care, and that's where family or extended family would be looking after them. And then probably you'd have about 8 or 10% of those in out-of-home care would be in residential care. The ones that we're most concerned with are, in fact, those either in foster care or in residential care. Now, the United Kingdom, Fran, recognised this and introduced a stay-and-put program, and whereby those in foster care could remain living through to 21 in their foster care arrangements, no changes, no cutting off and seeing you later. And I think they saw the great benefits, both economically in the downstream costs, but also about what these young people can do and get on in life. But they need those extra 3 years. And so they've now, universally across their out-of-home care system in foster care, have said those children, young people, can now remain through to 21. I think we really need to catch up. We're pretty outdated here in the sense of how we're treating these young people coming out of state care.
And what does staying put mean till you're 21? Does that mean, what's the difference that people in foster care now often leave foster care because the government subsidy to the foster parents ends, or financial support ends? Is that the key factor?
Three key factors. One, there's no legal arrangement now for the state to look after that child in that foster care arrangement once they turn 18. Secondly, there's no reimbursements going to that foster carer to look after that child, and so that they can remain a child and foster carer can remain. And the third thing is no support worker helping the foster care arrangement can continue. So those three things are pulled from under them at 18, and so the child then needs to leave home, and the system's looking for that foster carer to take the next young person or child in.
Yes.
And so we don't finish off well, if I can put it like that, Fran, in the state care system.
Has there been any research done with the foster parents, the foster homes, to see whether they would be prepared and, in fact, want to keep the kid with them longer, for post-18, keep the child with them?
That's right. Many of the foster carers that I know and work with us want to, if it was possible, to keep these children. And actually, some of them make their own arrangements to keep the child within the 18, 19-year-old, and they keep coming back and visiting because they are their family arrangements. Mm. But look, I think we shouldn't be just relying on the goodwill of the foster carers to say, look, I'll keep in touch with you. I think it should be a state care system in which all its resources are placed behind the child through to 21. And, you know, many premiers and ministers in charge of these areas around Australia won't be planning to be saying to their own children, oh, look, here's your hat, what's your hurry when you turn 18, bye-bye. They'll be actually expecting to see their own sons and daughters living with them through to their early 20s. And I think particularly these children that in state care have had a very difficult start in life. We know that, you know, 50% will either, in their first 12 months, Fran, will either be a new parent, will either be unemployed, homeless or in prison within their first 12 months.
That's now, a hell of a statistic, isn't it?
It is. It's quite compelling.
And I think, you know, it comes with a discussion of the fact that that year, that first year after school ends often for kids at 18 is the trickiest year as all as they try and find their way. It sounds like a great idea and we should have a look at this British model, a stay put model. Paul McDonald, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Paul McDonald is a CEO of Anglicare Victoria, and that sounds like a policy idea that really needs to be followed up. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 7.